For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Lots of openings tonight. It's like the top of a roller coaster.
Right. Yeah, interesting, over at Road Less Traveled, The Christians, Lucas Snath play about a minister who decides that he does not believe in hell. Playwright, well known for plays like Red Speedo and Disney unproduced screenplay, which has been done locally, but also A Doll's House Part 2, which got so much attention last year and which the Kavanoki is doing next year. So right now, The Christians at Road Less Traveled.
Speaking of the Kavanoki, they're going to open tonight with The Foreigner. It's a comedy with, I love the premise, a very shy friend is introduced as not being able to speak English, and everyone believes it, and so they spill all sorts of secrets in front of this man.
Yes, he also overhears a nefarious plot by the Ku Klux Klan.
The Foreigner.
Well, rolling into town to Shays, the return of The Phantom of the Opera through May the 6th, and well, I think it needs no explanation, but something lovely is that the cast of Phantom of the Opera is doing a benefit to coordinate with WBFO, WNED, the Arty Awards, the fundraising for the Immunodeficiency Clinic at ECMC for people with HIV and AIDS, and they are doing Phantom Unmasked. One night only. It's at the Alleyway Theater. It's only $20, and members of the cast of Phantom of the Opera are going to perform. They'll get up into a cabaret-style show.
Again, that's Monday, April 30th. At 7:30 at the Alleyway, and it should be a whole lot of fun because, as the publicity says, they're all going to sing songs for which they are spectacularly unsuited. So if you've ever been around Broadway people and they cut loose, this is going to be that night.
Right, for Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS.
Got over to see The Awful Truth, a very well acted, nicely produced, all the production elements in place. I just thought it's funny, but yeah, kind of like dinner theater and not...
Well, the 1920s equivalent, where we're talking about a period of time before the golden age of radio, even, certainly before television, before talking movies, when people went to the theater a lot more often and were just coming off the well-made play of the 19th century. This is kind of a well-made comedy. And they were hauled out onto Broadway stages by the truckload, perfectly constructed comedies in which one character holds a secret, unknown to the other characters but known to the audience, and in this case done for the sake of comedy. And it's just meant to sparkle and delight, and I thought that it certainly did. But it's true, you can see the difference between this play by Arthur Richman and, say, Noel Coward or Somerset Maugham, and you can see what was special about these other writers. But it is a good, reliable, have-a-good-time comedy. It kind of reminds me of back when the Shaw Festival had a mandate and they'd haul out Rookery Nook and polish it up to a happy shine, and just to see the beautiful playwriting craftsmanship of these pieces and give it a first-rate production.
Well, everyone who loves Saturday Night Live for all of those skits will have an opportunity to see on stage something along the same line. 8 skits, as a matter of fact, and it's called Buffalo Quickies for the year 2018. It's a tradition over at the Alleyway. A little uneven, some funnier than others, some a little more understandable than others.
It always does tilt in the direction of comedy. That's very true. I think we both got out to the Jewish Community Center in Gettysville to see Donald Margulies' Sight Unseen. I think it's my fourth Sight Unseen.
It's my third Margulies play. I know Margulies likes small casts, and once again, we have 2 men, 2 women, but one of the man is definitely, I don't even know what to say, sort of like the central character, but he is not a lovable central character. That's the painter himself, excellently played by Peter Palmisano.
Very funny. I was going to focus in on the performance of David Lundy as,
oh my God,
as the husband.
I thought his eyes were going to explode from his head.
Well, a much more nuanced character than he's gotten to play for a long time or in my memory, and he goes to town with this shy man where still water runs very deep indeed.
Well, now that you mention it, you're making me laugh. Yes, it is a great performance.
Yes.
Well, they were all great. Josie DiVincenzo as the former girlfriend with this problem on her hands now, and even Constance Caldwell as the German art magazine interviewer.
It's a beautiful play, and they give it a very credible outing. I did get over to see The Full Monty, as you had done last week, and it was really amusing to see this play set in Buffalo, actually played in Buffalo, with a professional slash grassroots cast connecting to the material. It's become rather nostalgic. We don't think of ourselves as that desperate town in Buffalo anymore in that way. It's kind of interesting to see it through that lens. A very loving production, The Full Monty, at the Subversive Theater Collective. Well, and as we approach award season, thoughts of the Arty Awards coming up June 4th. WBFO, WNED presenting the Arties, and we'll be talking more about that as the weeks go on leading up to June the 4th.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.